morning, everyone. I believe that Christ is victorious forever, and I'd like to maybe share a few thoughts about Christ on this Memorial Day that we observe. He is the captain of our salvation, and there's a verse that I'll read here in a minute about that. And before I begin, though, I was wanting to echo some of the words that Brother Marty just mentioned, that the Memorial Day is for those that have died in service of the country. I had the privilege of serving in the military, but I didn't die, so this day is for those that have passed and served and laid down their life. It's something that I was looking at. 1.5 million people have given their life in service to the country since the American Revolution. It's very strange to me that 620,000 of those were in the Civil War, the largest loss of life. 405,000 in World War II, 116,000 in World War I. So almost 1.1 million people in those three wars. Only 25,000 in our American Revolution. So it's kind of sobering if you think that 25,000 people gave their life in the founding of our country. And later we go on to have a history of other wars that seemingly are more loss of life. So today I want to think about, you know, in John 15:13 it says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." And Jesus certainly did that. Most of us think about the physical death of Christ, but we don't observe the spiritual death of Christ as much as we should, because that's where he bought our eternal life during our 3 hours, the 3 hours that he was made to be sin, who knew no sin. So we need to think about that as being the means by which he secured our eternal life and the work that he performed. And he did that as the Son of Man, that the Word manifest in the flesh. And I believe that Jesus Christ was begotten in the Virgin Mary as a physical birth, and then spiritually at 3 p.m. he was begotten again after suffering eternal damnation, which makes him the captain of our salvation. So in Hebrews 2:3-6-18, it says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken of by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands." Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is not lower than the angels. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is. We need to eat of him and drink of him. And there's verses in John 6 where it talks about that, that we need to eat the bread of life, which is, I believe, his understanding his humanity for us, and also the blood that he shed during those 3 hours when he was made to be sin. We need to drink of that. So we need to embrace who the captain of our salvation is in terms of the war that he fought and the war that he won. "Thou hast put him all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. For we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death." And I believe that death is the separation of him as the Son of Man from God the Father. For those 3 hours when the eternal damnation, the lake of fire, came to him on the tree, during the 3 hours of darkness when he secured our eternal life, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And that was during the battle that he fought and won. But he had to be raised by God the Father after the wrath of God on him was satisfied. So we need to observe that. And he was crowned with glory and honor that by the grace of God should taste death for every man. And we know that for those who are embraced in the covenant of grace. For it became him for whom all things and by whom all things and bringing many sons into glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And that's what the subject that I wanted to talk about is, the captain of our salvation. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So he calls us brothers. We're not brothers with the Son of God, we're brothers with the Son of Man. We have an elder brother in heaven sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, who was made as we are in the flesh, but yet sinned not, led a perfect life, but then made to be sin so that he could suffer our eternal damnation and thus pay the law of sin and death. Saying, I would declare my name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Brethren, this death is the when he was made to be sin. That is a death. That's a separation from his Father, and he paid that. It's not physical death. After he was raised from that death, he had the ability to commend his spirit unto God. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And he laid down his life, his body. His body was put in a grave and didn't decay for 3 days. And then he was able to himself, with that power and glory, to pick it up again. So, brethren, this death is the 3 hours that he was made to be sin, that he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He was made like us, kinsman redeemer, what we are during those 3 hours, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for being the captain of our salvation. We thank you for your death, burial, and resurrection, and the fact that after suffering what we deserve, you ascended to heaven. And you were there for 3 days and embraced by your Father, and then sent back to pick up your body, live amongst us for 40 days, and then ascended once again to sit down at the right hand of the Father to rule and reign in our now kingdom. We thank you for this. We thank you for all your love and blessings, and we ask that you would help this nation. Lord, we are wayward, we are sinful, we, Father, are going astray, and we ask that you would help us to be revived. We need thee so much, Father. All those that have died in previous wars, Lord, we want us to remember this day and have us to be mindful of their sacrifice, but more importantly, your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. Please bless the rest of the service and those that are in need of health and are healing. Thank you for all your love and blessings. In Christ's name, amen.